Today, we tell you everything you want to know and everything you don't want to know about the Avengers movie. Hit it.
Wow.
Welcome to the Dune Catholic Podcast. I'm your co-host, Ramon.
Hey,
everybody pronounces my name like that. Ramon.
They should. All right.
Yeah, I know. It's three R's. Here with the main host. Dude, I don't know.
It's harder than it seems, isn't it? Well, here I am with a man who is his own emergency contact.
That's right.
Takes finesse, skill, and Instagram searches.
Thank you for saying that.
Thank you for admitting it. Today we begin a new series titled
Prayer.
That's it. You know, the first episode out of three or four, we haven't made up our minds yet, is called Humility. We were thinking about calling it Ramon, but too obvious. He was too humble. He didn't want me to do that. So, just throwing that out there. Our scripture today comes from
1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 10. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.
Delicious.
Let's jump right to it. So, a lot of the times when we pray, when we start praying, we think that it's all about speaking to God. And don't get me wrong, part of it is speaking to God. However, we forget to shut up. Or maybe it's just me. You know, when I'm like, okay, if I'm praying, I must be speaking the whole entire time. Because here's what happens. Because I've heard from people that are holier than me that listening is a very important part of prayer. But when I'm listening, I can't shut my brain up. Like, it just starts going. I start thinking about crabgrass and what happens to trash when they take it into the dumpster and whatnot. You know, and so I'm like, well, what do we do? What is an approach that we can take towards prayer? And I've shared my little prayer routine in the morning, but I think we need to expand on it a little bit more. Now, you may also have heard us talking about how we've been praying for quite a while. I think today is day, or actually when the podcast is released, we're going to be close to 600 days of prayer for you guys, for the souls of those who are listening and engaging in any way, shape, or form, or will engage in some way with the content. And part of this routine of prayers is the Litany of Humility. Well, that's why we titled this episode such. And we are actually currently praying the Litany of Humility. We pray the Litany of Humility, the Litany of Trust as a novena each, and the novena to Saint Joseph.
I'm actually quite the opposite when it comes to prayer. I don't know, as I get older, I'm more of a quiet person, I just love to absorb like a sponge. Especially when it comes to God's grace. And I'm not saying that's actually better. Because in my case, it's not. Because all I do is, I'm God's boring companion. And I'm not trying to be funny here. It's just, you know, when I sit in my car and then I'm kind of dorky. And I do picture Jesus there sitting with me as my passenger. And I just kind of look at him like, hey, how's your day going type of thing. And I sort of expect God to tell me all these great things, but the thing is, if you're not putting in the work 100%, you're not going to get much out of it. And even though I pray all these litanies and all these special prayers, there's still a missing component. Sometimes there's still that missing component And that's also one of the things that you guys might be experiencing, and we'll probably dive more into that as the
I think we should
as the episode goes on.
Yeah, because I wanna jump in real quick and I'm like, you know what, I think that's it for me too. It's not that I'm maturing as much. I'm not. I think I'm getting more immature in certain ways.
Well, you know, and that's why I said as I get older, not as I get more mature.
Dude, I'm older than you. Okay, I get it. I got you. Yeah, but man, I'm thinking about. I think what it is God is making me more childlike. But I think sometimes I confuse it with being childish. However, you know, just to get back to what you were saying, because you were saying something like really, really deep, whether you were aware of it or not, which I'm pretty sure you were, because you're really humble. You just don't want to admit it.
I'm God's most pure child, yes.
So I've heard.
It comes indeed with the territory, yeah.
Indeed. But whenever I feel like that, because man, when you said that, I'm like, oh yeah, that happens to me. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like maybe I'm not worthy of God giving me this message, but if you, I don't know if you remember, but there was an article somewhere in the interwebs about Mother Teresa and how her last decades, like it was years and years on earth, she did not feel the presence of God.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, she was one of those people that would hear God's voice, like a physical voice. You know, no joking around. Like, she would hear him. And I've heard of people hearing God's voice. I mean, at the same time, I don't know. You know, like, I'm always so hard to believe. Because I'm like, well, if you actually hear God's physical voice, like, why do you act like an idiot? But then I could be saying the same thing about myself. You know, so I'm not entering into pride, at least in this way. I know I have pride in many other ways. But that pride right there, the antidote to pride, is humility.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we get into the litany of humility, I really do want to go in there because even when we were sharing this online, on social media, we would get replies of people or messages of people asking us, well, wouldn't you want to be recognized for your accomplishments? And that's the thing about the litany of humility, is that when we're really listening to what it says, we're asking Jesus, who is meek and humble of heart, to hear us and to deliver us from desires such as the desire of being esteemed, loved, extolled, honored, praised, preferred to others, consulted, approved, and for him to deliver us from the fear of being humiliated, despised, from suffering rebukes, from being talked about in a negative way, from being forgotten, from being ridiculed, wronged, or suspected. You know, we're asking him to free us from those fears and from hanging on to those things that would bring us to be esteemed by people. You know, because the desire of that will lead us to be something that is not truly who we are. And we need humility in order to recognize who we are in relation to God. And when we pray this and we're really listening to what we're saying, we're not saying, God, humiliate me. It's, God, make me humble. Because in the words of C.S. Lewis, humility is not thinking less of yourself. It's thinking of yourself less.
Humility is the antidote of pride. And there's nothing wrong with being proud of all your accomplishments and all the good stuff, you know, but it gets kind of hairy when you're doing it for the wrong reasons, when you're not doing it for the greater glory of God, for the greater mission. You know, when I haven't talked about work in a while, and no, I don't have a work story, but, and I deal with a lot of different people, all walks of life, from cancer patients to the homeless to filthy rich people and people that can't even speak English. And man, those are some of my favorite because
the English is hard.
The English is really and man, you kind of threw me off, but here, don't edit this.
Why am I like this?
Why are you like this, man? Because you have this person talking to this idiot here And I'm trying to figure out what they're saying. They're trying so hard. And I love that. It's like, man, sometimes I feel like I'm Mr. Know-It-All because I'm pretty good at what I do. And I don't know. It's so hard to put into words here. So you might be able to help me here, Adrian. You can jump in whenever you want. But let me finish this thought first, though.
Cool. Put me in, coach.
It's just a reminder of saying, like, hey, idiot, you don't know everything. Be human with somebody. Help them out. Do great things, not because you think you're so good at it, but because I need these people to feel better with their medicine or to get their vitamins or to, I don't know, get a candy bar, whatever it is that they're buying, you know? Anywhere from medicine to candy bar. You're going to make them feel all right. And a little poison won't kill you so long as you're walking in the right path. You know, a little sugar won't kill you. And it's such a powerful thing. I know I'm doing such a horrible job translating all the emotion and all the mission, rather, that I have. But what a great opportunity it is for me to be humble. You know, I don't know everything and I have to pay attention. And even especially when I'm having a really frustrating day and then I have somebody that doesn't speak either language that I speak, whether it's English or Spanish, and it gets much more frustrating if I'm not focusing on what the right thing to do is. And that is be human with them. Be holy with them, rather. That's how I think. I don't know. I could be wrong. But that's how I feel like we both walk closer to heaven, myself and the person that I'm speaking to. And I've said this before and I'll keep saying it until the day I die. I have to be more conscious about the noise that comes out of my face. Because that noise needs to be glorifying God. That's, you know, the everyday interactions are the most powerful way that we can preach the gospel, if that makes sense. I don't know. I'm just a knuckle dragger here and I can barely speak English here, but I think I'm getting somewhere. You know, I'm just cranking you up, Adrian.
Oh yeah.
So you can say something.
You know, our mom passed on the faith. That's something that I'm gonna be eternally grateful for. Because without her handing me the faith, I don't know where I would be. And one of the ways that she did it simply was whenever we would have a meal, she conditioned us to say,
yes,
thanks be to God,
mm-hmm,
who gave us food without us deserving it, but in Spanish. And then her reply was, thanks be to God. And I think that's just such a beautiful thing. That whatever we had, you know, whether the meal was so fancy or so simple, it was still an opportunity for us to give thanks to the Lord who gave us something to eat without us doing anything to deserve it. Because we don't need to earn it as children. All we had to do was ask. You know, all we had to do is exist and mom would take care of us and give us the meal that we had coming without us doing anything to deserve it, without us doing anything to earn it. You know, and that's who we are in relation to God. We get stuff and sometimes, you know, well, God gives us that a job or something to feel like we're earning it.
Yeah.
But being humble is knowing who we are in relation to God and recognizing that everything we have comes from Him. And so I'm passing that on to my children now. Whenever they're going to get up, they'll say, thanks be to God. And then I'll say, thanks be to God. Or whenever they thank me or my wife for something that they get, whether it's going out or eating at home, they're like, thank you. The reply is always the same. Thanks be to God. Because we know where our blessings come from. And we're going to recognize it and give God the acknowledgement that he deserves. Because we tend to forget all the time. And, you know, just a quick thanks be to God keeps us mindful of that reality of who we are. And when you're speaking about your interactions at work, I'm like, dude, that's so true. Pride, you know, pride, there's There's a good sense of pride. But pride, I don't even know if we can call it pride, because pride is when we have a disordered view of who we are in relation to God. And that's why humility is the antidote to that. But it's what we call pride, like good pride, you know, whenever we say, I'm proud of where I come from, I'm proud of this or that. You know, it's really that we acknowledge where we come from. We acknowledge that our family is good because we are close to God. Like, that kind of pride is the one that I'm like, you know what? Yeah, let's have that kind of pride, because that pride is really humility.
Yeah.
And that's what we're getting at here. And so when we're acknowledging where our blessings come from, that's when we're putting in the work. You know, the bad sense of pride, or what we truly call pride, is when we're good at what we do. You can be the best at what you do, but if you don't acknowledge where your gifts come from, then that's when it becomes a nasty thing. And it's just an interesting thing how we can be, just to use, if you go back to our third episode in our very first series, it was an interview with Mark Hart, and he was talking about being a wide receiver. You know, he was using an analogy of being a wide receiver, and how there's sometimes like that receiver that scores a touchdown, and he takes the ball and he spikes it, and then he like beats his chest like, yeah, like I'm bad, like I did this, you know. And then there's the one that points to God. And he asked the question, like, which wide receiver am I? And he kind of blew it off like it wasn't something deep and meaningful. I was like, dude, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, but like, which one are we? Now, to use the cheesy analogy, if you may, like, which one of those receivers am I? Both of them did something great by scoring a touchdown, at least in the sport of football, as far as football is concerned. One of them gave the glory to God. The other one gave the glory to himself. One of them knew where his ability came from. The other one took pride in it, in a way that pointed away from God. And what does that have to do with prayer? Everything. Because this is the thing, you know, it's not that God is not speaking to us in the silence. Like, he truly is. But he doesn't stop speaking us when we make the sign of the cross again. At the school where I work at, I work at a Catholic school. At the very beginning of the day, and before each prayer, the students are kind of conditioned to say, please put yourselves in the presence of the Lord. And when they go through my class, I'm like, wait, aren't we always in the presence of the Lord? And so they kind of switched it up, and I kind of switched it up. And I'm like, let's put ourselves in the realization that we're always in the presence of the Lord and act accordingly. And it's just another way that I'm mindful, because I need it. You know, that God is always with me. That I need to recognize where my blessings come from. And just realize that we're always, always, always in his presence. And that every single opportunity, every chance we get to remember that, is a chance to exercise humility.
I might have talked about her before. This is a 90-something-year-old woman.
Goldie?
And Goldie.
Yeah, I remember Goldie.
And she is a Holocaust survivor. And this is kind of hard to talk about, because I see her like my grandma. She's the sweetest lady. No, she's still alive. Don't get it.
Okay, I was going to get sad good. Right now.
No,
man.
She's good. She's good. I think she'll outlive me.
like that one scene in The Avengers.
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I don't care for that stuff. But
like when Batman went in and died.
And died for everybody.
Yeah. Like Jesus. Way different.
Yeah. So this lady, she always comes in. She's always looking around. And then every time she sees me, her face lights up. And I can't help but see. Oh, God, I don't even know how to explain this. It's not just the person that I see. And I don't want to sound all mystical and like, oh, I see her soul. But I see this purity, this joy, this light that's just beaming out of this brittle human being. And she paid a big price for that. Because it wasn't just the Holocaust that she survived, but what happened after and how she removed her number, but it's still kind of visible. I don't know if you guys know anything about World War II, but they used to get tattooed serial number, and how difficult it was for her to remove it. Difficult emotionally, because she grew attached to that thing. And then, you know, when her husband died and, you know, all that stuff. And she talks about it, but it's just, she's not sad about it. As a matter of fact, she does talk about humility and how much she loves God and how much she loves America and how much she loves being alive and having the opportunity to meet people. You know, if that's not the walking example, the living example of humility, I don't know, man. But this lady's amazing. She always gives me chocolate too, a little piece of chocolate. And she just brightens up my day. She says that humility is that part of God's light that helps us see through the fog and the friction that the world throws at us. It makes the path more clear, and it helps us walk where we're supposed to walk, which is right next to our Father. And we can bear anything, but we have to be willing to put in the work and be humble, because things don't always turn out the way that we want them to. They turn out better when we're walking with God.
So pray for us.
And we'll pray for you.
Ferrum.
Ferro.
Aquitud. Sit down. Be humble.
Hold up. Hold up. Why are we like this, man?
Why are we like this?
No wonder we lost so many listeners. Hey, give us a 5-star review and all that, you know, whatever.
Hey!
Nah, I don't care, friend. Don't.
Do it. Help people find us. 5-star review.
Oh, yeah.
I shaved my beard. I'm very disappointed.
You look ugly.
I do.
Nah, you don't.
It's okay, man.